Chapter 10. No One Mourns. They left the busy streets and went to a part of the town Scrooge never visited. It was a terrible place. The streets were dirty and the smell was very bad. The houses and shops were of the poorest kind. The people were all thin, dirty, and they looked very ill. Everything was ugly. They came to where an old man sat. He was selling dirty pieces of cloth, smelly old bones, and all kinds of old and useless things. As they watched, two old women and an old man, equally dirty, smelly, and ugly, came into the shop. They carried large bags.
"Come and sit by the fire," the shopkeeper said. "Tell me what you have to sell me."
"Nothing a dead man will miss," the first woman said with a nasty laugh. "If he wanted to keep them after he was dead, why wasn't he a good man when he was alive? If he had been, he would have had someone to look after him. He would not have died alone."
"Oh, that's very true,"
said the second woman, putting a few clothes on the floor.
"He got the death he deserved."
She pointed at the clothes.
"What will you give me for those, Joe?"
she asked the shopkeeper, adding,
"I did no wrong taking them from the dead man's house."
The shopkeeper looked at everything the woman wanted to sell him and put a price on it. Then he added everything up. The final amount was very small.
"That's not much," the woman said.
"Take it or leave it," the shopkeeper said. "I won't pay a penny more."
The second woman now emptied the contents of her bag onto the floor. There were cups and plates, a few shoes, a sheet and a towel. There were also some curtains.
"Those are bed curtains," Joe said. "Did you take them down before the old man died?"
"He was too ill to know," the second woman said. "I knew he would soon die. There was no point in waiting. I took these too."
And with these words, she emptied blankets out of the sack.
"Were those his blankets?" Joe asked. "Did you take them from him while he was still alive?"
"If I had left them until he died, he would have been buried in them. Isn't that so?"
She turned to the man who had come in with her. He was the undertaker.
"That's true," he said.
"That would have been a waste of blankets," the woman said.
Joe said,
"I hope he didn't die of cold because you took his blankets off him."
"He didn't care about me or anybody,"
the woman said.
"Why should I have cared about him? Come now, Joe, tell me what you'll pay."
Joe added up what he was willing to pay for them in the same way.
"Don't ask for more," he said. "I always give too much to you ladies. It's a weakness of mine, and that's the way I hurt my business."
Scrooge listened to this conversation in horror.
"Ha ha,"
laughed the same woman when old Joe began counting out the money.
"This is the end of him, you know. He frightened everyone away from him when he was alive to profit us when he was dead.
"Spirit," said Scrooge, shaking from head to foot. "I see, I see. The story of this unhappy man might be me."